Portions of the following program were pre-recorded.
Until you go in Small World. But the best part of Carousel of Progress was in the first theater part, they had like the little things, the scenes on the side that light up.
Right.
And it was like an old grandma sewing. And Big Fatty yells out, "It's Vera!"
I didn't know Vera was in this. What I think is hilarious is people were taking pictures of people at the park because no one knows what Vera looks like. So they're taking pictures and like, "Vera?" And they've posted on the website.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
The best part of Carousel of Progress was Big Fatty.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4597 of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday, the 23rd of
September,
2025. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, as expected, a preview of what we're doing today and more. Oh, Halloweenies, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you Halloweenies today, because y'all, we are set to go back to the Magic Kingdom today. Y'all, we're going to spend some of the daytime hours hitting some of the rides and all that we didn't get to do. And y'all, then we're going to we're going to just be there half day. And y'all, mid-afternoon, we're going to head on back to the motel and have a little rest and pool time, or we might go to the Mineratour Golf, the Fantasia Gardens and Fairways, or the Winter Summerland Mineratour Golf. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, that's because we have complimentary passes before 4 p.m. Oh, Big Fatty, you love a coupon. It's true. And y'all, then, Tuesday evening, we are going to Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloweeny Party. And y'all, they have all kinds of special things. Y'all, we're having supper at Be Our Guest. And y'all, then we're going to the brand new Beak and Barrel Bar.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all today. Today, the 23rd of
September,
we have a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I believe I met this person at Rat World during one of the Good Days gatherings. Y'all, just as nice a person as you'll ever want to meet. Y'all, he's good friends with that Stevie B. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. We love his dulcet tones at the end of each month. We do indeed. And, y'all, I got him confused with Denny. Denny up there in the Chicago's. And, y'all, Big Fatty would hand out postcards of his face and write little notes to folks. And so, y'all, I wrote on this person's Denny so glad you got to meet me, Big Fatty. And y'all, he looked at me, and I said, "Oh, wait a minute, you're not Denny, are you?" He goes, "No." Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Warren. Big Fatty, we love Warren. We do indeed. So, y'all, I don't know if Warren's on the social medias, but y'all, if you see him, Wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty!
Happy birthday!
Everyone, Granny is here with me, and it is Monday morning as we're recording this, and Granny has got the phlegmy throat and congestion, and Dr. Stone will recognize these variety of noises that come out of him. So anyway,
do what?
Right. And Derwood will recognize these noises as well. But y'all, going back, we were at Sunday, and we came and we checked in at the Poop Sentry, and had the nicest folks help us and everything, and they got all of our magic bands and keys to the kingdom cards and everything. And we gave them our charger plates so that we can charge. That's Granny making those noises in the background. And then we, and y'all, I'm recording this right now because we're waiting on the Nip and Flow. One moment, please. Y'all, that's my complimentary coffee. And after that, we went and got our refillable resort mugs. And y'all, then we were off. We were off to the Typhoon Lagoon. And y'all, Big Fatty had pre-reserved a beach umbrashoot for us to utilize. And it came with two lounge chairs and two beach chairs and a little table and the umbrashoot. And y'all, it was really a blessing. It gave us a little place to come back to, and we didn't have to fight the crowds to find a number shoot and chairs and all that kind of stuff. And then we headed, everybody kind of went their own way there for a while. Granny went off somewhere. Where'd you go, Granny? Okay. Oh, he went into the wave pool. And the Nip and I ended up in the Lazy River, and Flo was going to go with us, but y'all, she brought her beverage, and they said no beverage, and so she had to go take it back, and so we all caught up a little bit later. Y'all, we had a little snick-a-snack lunch. Where'd you have, Granny? Yeah, that's right. Granny had a solid, a tropical chicken solid. And Big Fatty had the big meat sandwich, which was pulled pork with smoked sausage and something else was on there. Maybe it was bacon or something. And came with the French fried potatoes. And y'all, I had a glass of... what is that? Not Chianti. What is it? Sangria. And it was delicious. And then we all were back together. And y'all, we went on the big family rafts. And y'all, on one of them, you had, first of all, we all struggled to get in and out of the rafts all day long. But y'all, Big Fatty got in, and y'all, all of a sudden, we had testicle difficulties, because, as they say, the boys were showing themselves, and Granny couldn't stop laughing. And then we all went to the wave pool. Y'all, this wave pool, it makes these giant... How tall would you say those waves are, Granny? 10 feet? Yeah. Y'all, and all of a sudden it's like whoosh, and this giant wave comes at you, and there are all these people out there, and they all get thrown, and literally thrown from the wave, And y'all, Big Fatty went. It was like we reconstructed the video of Big Fatty falling in the Hawaiian. Y'all, I was head over heels, and the follow up behind it knocked me down again. And Granny and the Nip and Flo, they just laughed and laughed and laughed. That was their highlight of the day, to see Big Fatty almost drown.
It was.
So we did that for a while. And y'all, even Granny and the Nip stayed further out. There was something. The Nip lost something at the. Didn't he lose? Wasn't there an incident at the Typhoon Lagoon? I don't remember. Anyway, y'all, we finished over there and we hopped in Earl Grey and came back. And well, the Nip had lost his luggage claim, and so he was panicked about that. But he found it, and y'all, all of our room cards weren't gonna work, and so he had to go back and get, because you know he lost his magic band, which I found in the tailgate of Earl Grey when I was unpacking it, and they were fighting y'all. It was almost like a cage match to get a luggage cart. And all of a sudden, here comes Granny. He is successful. I'm surprised he didn't have Flo push him on the luggage cart going, yes, yes. But anyway, so we got back, got the valises and all in the rooms. And y'all, then we had to hurry. We had to hurry and get our share and get all gussied up, because we were having dinner with the Nip was with us. We were having dinner with that Daniel Biba and Zach. Yo, by the way, Zach has changed his name to Ryan, and I didn't know if people knew that or not, but actually what happened is this little prissy chicken that worked at the Yachtsman Steakhouse came over and said, oh, hey, Ryan, this is my good friend Ryan. Ryan, 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 Ryan. And Zach looked at him and said, it's Ryan. No, he didn't say it's Ryan. He says it's Zach. And the guy was so embarrassed. And y'all, he sent out a flute, chapanog, to Ryan. To make up for mispronouncing or not knowing his name and everything. So anyway, we had a lovely dinner. Granny, what did you have? You had the filet? And the creme brulee. He always has the creme brulee if it's offered. And Big Fatty had a big old slab of prime rib, and it came with the Yorkshire pudding, which y'all, it's just a puffed up biscuit kind of thing, and a delicious horseradish cream to dip the what do you call it, the prime rib in. And they had the au jus. It was lovely. It was just lovely. And had our dessert. Your granny had the creme brulee, and the other three of us had the lemon chiffon cake. And then Dak. Poor Big Fatty. Zach and Daniel and Ryan, they all went to the cake bake shop or whatever over at the boardwalk. Y'all, they sell $22 pieces of slices of cake. But they say it's the best cake you'll ever eat. And we got back here to the poop century, and y'all, we were pooped, and y'all, I think all of us just collapsed into the bed pretty much. And here we are Monday morning getting ready. We've changed the plans since we were all so tired. We changed the plans. We're at the Magic Kingdom all day today, a Monday. And we're going to do the Animal Kingdom in the daytime on Tuesday, as you hear this. And then, you know, we've got the big Halloween-y party going on. Y'all, I will just say there was another Nip incident. He had filled his coffee mug. And y'all, the little area, it's where you put your tray, so it was raised. It had three little bars on it to raise it up, you know, raise the trays up. And he set his coffee mug on it, and it poured all over the counter. You know, the old people, y'all, one of these days there'll be a Progressive commercial where it's the old people knocking things over and dropping shit. Y'all, you should have watched Granny this morning try to get his pills taken care of. Y'all, he was like, gang! So anyway, but y'all, I'm going to stop it right there and maybe have a little quick update after we get back from the Magic Kingdom tonight. Yes, Big Freddy. Well, y'all, Granny and I are back here in the room at the Poop Century. Granny's in the shower right now, so if you hear water or groaning sounds, that's probably him in the background because he likes to make lots of noises. Dr. Stone can confirm this. Never again, right, Dr. Stone? But, y'all, we've just come back from a full day at the Kingdom of Magic. Y'all, like I said earlier, we decided to start off, just do the Animal Kingdom on Tuesday morning instead of Monday morning, because y'all, we just needed a little more rest. And we got back a little bit earlier to the room, and plus we didn't have a full day of the water park to wear us out. We just had the Magic Kingdom and the strollers from hell. Y'all, it's just No, Big Fatty, they do not need to have those giant strollers. It's true. And y'all, the big fat people on the scooters, y'all, they shouldn't be able to drive a car, and they definitely don't need to be driving a scooter in a crowd. But y'all, we did most everything in the Magic Kingdom, except for a handful of things. But we're back there tonight, too. I say Tuesday night for the Mickey Mouse's Not So Scary Gay Crumble Party, and y'all, that goes from 4 p.m. to midnight. I hope we're not going to stay till midnight, but who knows? And y'all, they're going to have trick-or-treating and special parades. And y'all, it's a limited number of folks that they let in, so hopefully the wait lines will be even shorter. Y'all, we'll tell you all about that tomorrow. Oh, okay, Gussie. Y'all, we had a lovely evening, Sunday evening, with Daniel and Zach, and I just want to thank them for coming over and spending some time with us over at the Chop House. And y'all, it's been a long day today. Flo thoroughly enjoyed lots of the different things, and y'all, we learned that Granny's favorite, his absolute favorite attraction in the Magic Kingdom is the merry-go-round of progress. Yes, Big Fatty, who doesn't love a merry-go-round of progress?
The best part of Carousel of Progress was Big Fatty.
Yes, Big Fatty and Granny, we were just tapping our toes during that.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.